of your mind. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennin, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You could also go to whatsonyourmindradio.com and get to our Facebook, our Twitter, all things you want to know about the show. It's What's On Your Mind, where we will ask the question, what is on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Coming up the bottom of the hour, Senator John Hoeven on being named to the Farm Bill Conference and why the House has not named their conferees yet. Also, the President's recent comments on the Keystone XL pipeline and how that bodes for North Dakota. I look at the Keystone XL pipeline as being just one more avenue. It's an option. It's not a big solution, but it's an option for getting our products here out of North Dakota in an energy fashion to other places. And that increases the revenue that comes into North Dakota because it gives us that flexibility. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You know, reoccurring theme here, Scott. I think I'm winning on this one. People have much to do about nothing, and I think the conspiracy theorists are out a little bit. And I don't want to go down that road because I'm not. But I haven't seen a lot of tangible evidence that something was going to happen this weekend.
All right, well, let me give you some. And you can agree or disagree with this, but this is Republicans and Democrats and a little summary of some of the things that are out there. We're talking about a potential terror attack that is being described as, I've just written down some of the things I'm hearing in the news clips, big and spectacular, operatives in place and ready to strike, lawmakers alarmed, surgically implanted devices, prison breaks, global travel alerts, a lot in the news. So one of the questions we ask here on the program is what's on your mind. I'm curious, is any of this on your mind?
There's been an awful lot of chatter out there. Chatter means conversation among terrorists about the planning that's going on. Very reminiscent of what we saw pre 9/11. This is the most serious threat that I've seen in the last several years.
We need to know and realize we're living in an increasingly dangerous world. And this specific threat that we've been briefed on over and over again has reached a new level.
This is a wake-up call. Al-Qaeda is in many ways stronger than it was before 9/11 because it's mutated and it's spread and it can come out of some different directions. And Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is probably the most deadly of all the Al-Qaeda affiliates.
Is that on your mind, or do you think this is sort of noise to try and get you to go along, to get along on different surveillance things? That's kind of the difference of opinion that Steve's referring to between he and I here. I've said, pay attention. This one seems different. I'm hearing some things here I haven't heard in a lot of other places. Steve, you're saying what? Ho-hum, just a plan to get us to go along and get along and surveillance and yarn.
Ho-hum to a degree, but I look at the whole terror issue as when you're changing the culture, then you win as a terrorist. When you have us being strip searched in our own airports, when you have...
Well, that train's left the station. That's happening as a result of this threat. Yeah, we're talking about this threat.
But when you have threats like this and the country freaks out about it and panics about it, you're changing the culture of this nation. I think that's the end game of the terrorists. Are they going to win a battle on our ground? No. But are they going to change the culture, change the core of this country? That's, I think, how you do that. Now, is an embassy being attacked over in the Middle East going to have an effect on what goes on here, culture-wise? No. You remember back, it must be 10, 12 years ago, 15 years ago now, when the mailbox bombs were taking place in the Midwest? Do you remember that, Scott?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. That froze Middle America. The Midwest shut down. People were afraid to open their mailboxes out on their farm and ranch. To me, that is much more of a threat and the things that we need to guard against than something that's taking place overseas.
But we don't know this is overseas. That's the thing. I mean, they've said very clearly that they don't know where. And they don't know what. Is it trains? Is it planes? Is it, buildings? Is it, they don't know. Here's an exact quote. We do not know whether they mean an embassy, an airbase, an aircraft, trains. And I've heard Peter King, Republican from New York, say, we don't know where. Now, I don't want anybody to freak out. I don't want anybody to run around with their hair on fire. I'm simply asking the question, Are you paying attention? Does this one seem different? Vast majority of folks think it's a ruse. We want to know what's on your mind. And by the way, this or any topic, this is just one that Steve and I have kind of picked up on and gone round and round on today, and a lot of Facebook chatter as well, and we welcome your input there on the air at 800-228-0550. James in Bismarck wants to talk about something different. That's just fine, James. What's on your mind? Let us know.
Good morning, guys. How's it going today?
Good, sir.
Good. Yourself?
I'm good. Thank you. Hey, we're dealing with a land zoning issue out in Minocan Township, and it's kind of, this goes beyond the Minocan Township.
And for those that don't know, Minocan Township is along I-94, just to the east of Bismarck.
Yes, sir. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to spot zone 310 acres, which means they're changing what the zoning is on it now into a specific different type of zoning, which is illegal according to state law. But the county commissioners are kind of going hand in hand with what this private businessman wants to do for their own reasons that nobody really knows. But it'd be paramount to say your neighbor in town wants to build a tire factory right next to your guys' house. And it would be illegal because you guys live in a residential area and he would want to zone it commercial or industrial. And it's been, I mean, everybody out here is against it.
What's this area zoned for now?
Agriculture.
And when you talk about having significant statewide, is that the spot zone concern? Explain spot zone.
The spot zoning is just changing one specific area from what it is now into another, whatever zoning you would want it to be. And that's, you know, it's illegal. So, I mean, just think about it. Like I said before, if you would want your neighbor to tear down his house and build whatever he wants there, you know, to put it in terms that most people could understand, they would be against that.
And a lot of this comes up in western North Dakota mostly because of the oil patch growth.
Yeah. You know, and
have you taken your concerns to the county commission, James?
Yes, we have, and for the most part, they have been ignored. They hold meetings where normally you would be able to stand up and talk about it, but they close discussion on it as soon as they get done saying their side of it. You know, and I mean, it's legal and it's okay to do, but just because something's legal to do doesn't mean that it's morally right to do.
How about this? We'll invite maybe some folks on each side of this issue to come on the program and zero in on it a little bit.
That'd be great. You know, yeah. I mean, if they would. And I think the biggest issue is here that the county commissioner and the, and the businessman won't say what's being built there. And I think that's a legitimate concern because people don't want a toxic chemical plant built right next to them. You know, so I think if they would just bring a lot of this out in the open, it would alleviate concerns a lot more.
Well, we can dig into it a little bit, James, and we will. We'll add it to our to-do list here, okay? Appreciate the call. Thank you, James and Bismarck. Jeff in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
I'd like to ask Hovind if he feels they deserve a 5-week vacation for what they haven't accomplished.
Well, a vacation probably isn't the right word. I mean, in other words, you want to keep them in Washington, D.C. and voting. I happen to like when they do a recess because they actually come back and hear from the folks in, you know, that they were elected by. You know what I mean? So vacation probably isn't the right word. Because it just means they're working from their home states. We should want that, shouldn't we, Jeff?
I don't buy that story. You can find any of these guys with a phone, text. They can be in touch with everybody in the home state, no problem. With all that we have, the problems now, terror and threats every day, they need to be at work and get their work done. Do you get 5 weeks vacation in your line of work?
Maybe. No. But no, but okay. Again, I don't know that it's vacation. I don't know if that's fair, but I guess we can ask. We'll ask if that's what it is. I don't think it is. In other words, a recess I don't think means. But your point is you want them voting, is what you're saying. Just be there,
I mean,
in D.C. and vote.
They need to get their work done instead of fooling around campaigning. Fair enough?
Well, yeah, but I don't know that it's campaigning. In the case of John Hovind, he's not up for re-election, right? So to me,
well,
work
I'm not saying him, but Congress is a group. When I hear on the news this morning they're out for a 5-week recess, this just bothers me. They never have their work done. The rest of us are, you know, running around with our hair on fire looking what we're going to do next. Farm bill isn't done. They're fooling around expending. They need to get the job done.
Well, if they're not hiding, I mean, I like the idea of being eyeball to eyeball with constituents, right? I mean, in other words, if you're going to be back in your state, tell us where you're going to be and when so we can go interact with you on the farm bill or whatever. And that, I agree with you, Jeff. That would be, because if they're hiding, that's a vacation. If they're hosting meetings and hearing from folks on issues that matter so they can go back there and vote on them. But you're probably right. It's probably a recess just to allow House members to start asking for votes. Jeff, appreciate the call. More calls after this time out. Don't go away.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennin. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work, and losing weight. Body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Terror attack threats have your attention, or do you think it's bluster? Here's some of the comments you've shared on our Facebook page. Dustin says, Steve's right. It's just crying wolf to get people back to the administration. Brad says, there will be no attacks. There might be some increased chatter, but this is all about the NSA and other government spying. It's to divert our attention and to try to get the American people to accept daily spying in their lives. Enough is enough. Darren says, no conspiracy theories for me, but I do think it's odd the alert expires on August 31st when an attack seems more probable on the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Laurel says, we were sleeping at 9/11, weren't we? We must be vigilant. America is a target, and we sleep. Cameron says, the important issue isn't whether there is an attack from Al-Qaeda. The important issue is that there's been a full-scale attack on liberty in the USA. Liberty and security do not go hand in hand. Liberty has risks. If you want to feel safe, check yourself into a jail or move to China or Russia where they monitor you. not only electronically, but with people as well. Bill says, this past weekend at WeFest, I saw a few undercover security guys with earbuds. The Keith Urban concert, even a guy talking into his sleeve near the tunnel under the grandstand during the Carrie Underwood concert. I'm one of the staff photogs, and this is not a normal thing. Wonder if there was some extra security due to the latest threats. And Bob says, can I come out from under the bed yet? I'm so scared. Not. Another Bob, Robert, says, yes, we must be careful. We know Al-Qaeda is alive and well and looking to do harm, even though a year ago we were told different. But anything coming from the White House is suspect. Scott says, Steve is right. Nothing more than smoke and mirrors to get us to agree. We need to keep letting them tap our phones and emails. Biggest terror threat is we have sitting in the White House. And that pretty much summarizes the majority of our...
Yeah, I'm going to point my finger, though, at both sides of the aisle on this, whether it's a Democratic or Republican president that's been sitting in there. Whenever there's issues going on within their administration, this is an age-old tactic. You throw up a smokescreen, you divert the attention to something else, and I don't care if it was George Bush or if it's Bill Clinton or President Obama.
Okay, you're right. Let's talk about how they all do this. I mean, you're right. Politically, when you see a bad story coming, you try and throw up, a smokescreen to get people to follow a different trail. Okay, that's this administration's famous for it. Where on Friday they'll do some deal about the IRS or whatever, and then get it out there, and then hope that it goes away or try. But in this particular case, you know, we have all of these news reports quoting all kinds of sources on both sides of the aisle. I just played you some Democrats and Republicans on this, military folks involved. Ask yourself if it's realistic to think that a ruse, could be perpetuated like that. That's where I think we're getting a little too far into the tinfoil crowd. Let's get back to the phones here at 701-258-0550, whether it's this or any of the other stories in the news today. We just want to know what's on your mind.
1-800-228-0550. Karen, thanks for holding. What's on your mind today? Karen in Fargo.
I'm not surprised that many people think this is Wag the Dog. And, of course, they said that. Now, when Saddam was just about to take over Saudi Arabia and he just about had an atomic bomb finished, we did need to go over there. So this isn't us just thinking it would be fun to meddle with the Middle East. But on a lighter note, should we put up those colors again on where that danger signal is?
I forgot about the colors.
I did, too. In fact, there's another Facebook comment here that I didn't get. It said, we should go back to the color chart, said Ron. And I was like, color charts, I don't get it. Now Karen just reminded me. Yeah, there was the red meant high threat, and yellow meant something different, and orange meant, yeah.
Well, it's a real threat, but on the other hand, I'm sure there's many terrorists who are laughing at us stampeding out of our embassies.
Well, there's some. I've heard some military folks say, I think even Michael Hayden, General Michael Hayden, who's been a guest of ours here on What's On Your Mind before, talked about the reasons for saying, hey, we're hearing you, could be to, throw them off their game. In other words, if you come out and say, we're closing embassies, we're reacting, that it's another way to sort of counterpunch, if you will, before it happens. But I've just seen the level of description of things from all these different sources that describe this in a very different way when you talk about, operatives in place, attack about to happen, we don't know where. And, I tend to yawn a little bit when there's, reports of, this particular threat overseas here or there or whatever. I mean, just kind of get used to it. But this one seems different to me. So I'm paying attention. I have been since Friday, and I've been trying to get a bunch of different sources and get us, wait a minute here. It seems real. It seems like there is a legitimate threat here. And I base that on, the amount of coverage on it, and I base it on the varied amount of sources about it. But I have to say I feel a little lonely here after chatting with listeners on the program today and my co-host, because not many other people agree. Like Michael says, just another cover-up for something else. Divert our attention away from one scandal to hide the next one.
Okay. Well, it's a real threat, but terrorists think killing thousands of Americans is funny.
You know, the thing that gets me wound up about this a little bit is if it's supposed to be a military or a covert operation to circumvent some of this, didn't we learn a lot about this? The president came out and touted. There was too much information released. It was the other little red flag to me. That's, hey, we got this going on. Hey, pay attention to me. Hey, over here, listen to this. You don't do that when you're in the CIA or a covert operation. Or I mean, look what happened when Snowden came out and started running his gums. They lost their mind.
So you're saying we should know that there's a big and spectacular threat plan? You're saying you'd rather not know to deal with it?
I think if there was a credible issue, it would have been, hey, there's a credible issue. Pay attention.
Well, that's sort of what they're doing, I guess. Jack and Grand Forks, you're next. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550.
Thank you. Good morning. Great show.
Yes, thank you,
hey,
Jack.
We have to be... Am I on?
Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
Great show, Scott.
The floor is yours. Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. We have to be careful of the Mideastern threats. Those people do not work with reason. They don't work with our value system. Now, President Obama has mentioned at times we're not a Christian nation anymore, which means that we only can hold him accountable on perjury charges or his integrity. And he lacks that. He won't come out and talk about Benghazi and a number of things. Our media is weakened. They won't ask our president, our Senate candidates, what kind of justices they'll vote for. There's a whole number of things where we're just not going up. We're not up to yet.
Jack,
I
think
really wanted to say is that the Sherbani incident shows you that our professors, our university people are weak people as well. They don't want anybody to question them. Our young people are vulnerable right from the grade schools right into the university system. We have to insulate ourselves from this relativism from the outside of the state. That's all I have to say.
Jack, I think you hit the nail on the head in the fact that they're not a Christian nation, but we keep trying to put our principles and our reality into their context. It doesn't work that way. Thanks for the phone call. Senator Hovind coming up next on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Frack water recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the wellsite location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312. 855-246-4312 or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Are you ready to fight back? Fight back against the army of spies, scammers, and government wonks that are hell-bent on stealing your information? Let me ask you one question. What are you doing right now to protect your privacy? Learn how to take your identity off the grid and even disappear forever with this weird trick at privacyradio.com. I'll show you how to protect yourself and your family from big government and big business in just 10 easy steps. Go to privacyradio.com to learn more.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
What's on your mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennon. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. Always appreciate taking the pulse of the Northern Plains each and every weekday morning. Senator John Hoven will join us here momentarily. Look forward to that conversation, talking about the Farm Bill. He has the Secretary of Interior coming to take a little energy tour this week, so that doesn't sound like a vacation. But we'll ask him what's planned for the recess, and also talk a little bit about, we haven't had a chance to visit with him since President Obama kind of poo-pooed the jobs from the Keystone XL pipeline and also raised some new environmental concerns. We'll give him a chance to respond to all of that. Our Facebook chatter today surrounds this terror attack, and whether you're concerned, some more comments here while we wait for the senator. Terry says the greatest terror threat is living in our lighthouse. Mimicking, I guess, what Jack was saying before the break there. Marla says, I always have mixed feelings on these. On one side, I appreciate knowing, but on the other, I think, will you shut up and quit notifying the enemy that you know? Just set a trap for him. John says, it's hard to tell who's right on this one, but whatever fear we have as a nation, we as a nation experience not only includes a possible terror attack, but also an over-secretive and manipulating government. Not saying all government is bad, it is not. It's necessary in our society, but just like most things, there are elements of government that can't be trusted or believed. Big Brother is very capable of being a bully and or doing whatever it thinks is right to overprotect all of these siblings he believes he can't protect himself. All right. And here's another. Daniel says, I'm more inclined to go with Steve. They need another big story to distract from the other scandals plaguing D.C. and this administration.
You know, the one Facebooker brings up a great point. I can't get over the fact that there was too much information disseminated. I'm all about transparency, but you know what? Transparency after you catch the bad guys is not a bad thing. Or you're telling the American people this, but you're also telling anyone who would be committing these acts of terrorism the same information. It just seems like there was too much information. It was more about raising your hand up and going, look at us, we're doing something. Get your focus off of all the other things you're worried about and start looking at us.
Senator John Hoven joins us now on the program. Senator, nice to have you back. How you doing?
Good. Good morning, Scott and Steve. How you doing, fellas?
Good morning, Senator. Well.
A couple things. One, a caller earlier called and said, you know, why are members of Congress going on a vacation? They ought to just be getting some things done. And I said, I'm not sure this is a vacation, but what exactly is a recess? Is it, you want to explain what you do during this quote unquote recess?
Yeah, I mean, really, it's about going back to your states and you know, talking to people, getting around the state, making sure that you're staying connected with the citizens and the voters. You know, we've got a lot to do. I just wouldn't be back here in D.C. right now doing it, but it's important we stay in touch with the citizens of North Dakota as well. So, as a matter of fact, I've got Secretary Jewell, the Secretary of Interior, coming in this evening. We'll be out in Williston tomorrow. We'll be in Dickinson the next day. I'll be up in Minot the day after that, over in Jamestown the following day. So this is kind of how it goes. You know, it's getting around the state and connecting with folks here, and that's obviously a very important part of the job too.
Senator, kudos, by the way, on being named on the Farm Bill Conference Committee. Also, kudos to the Senate for getting this done. It seems like for so long the House was touting the fact that, hey, we're moving forward with a farm bill, and the Senate's not doing anything. The Senate has moved forward. You've got your conferees, but the House hasn't. Is part of being on that conference committee, would work have gotten done during this recess if both sides would have had their conference committees in place?
Well, we can't start until the House agrees to go to conference, so that's the key right now. And obviously I'm very anxious to get into conference, get going, and get this farm bill done. As you know, we got to work out something on food stamps. There's other areas, too, where there's differences, but probably food stamps is the most challenging. But the key is we get after it and get it done. The existing farm bill expires September 30, so we need to get a new long-term farm bill in place, and I'm just going to keep pushing everybody in the Senate and the House until we get that done. I met with Majority Leader Cantor last week before I came back, and, again, pushed on him. And, you know, they still want to pass a food stamps bill. That's fine if they can get it done. But either way, they're in a position to go to conference because they have passed the farm bill. And so we need to get to conference and get it done.
How do you get to conference when you're looking at two pieces of legislation that are so incredibly different, with the House side separating the food nutrition from the farm bill and then the Senate side? How do you work on that big of a difference? Is there some common ground where you can work forward and get a piece of legislation done that's going to help our farmers and our producers?
Yeah, there definitely is, Steve, because remember, both the Ag Committee and the Senate, of which I'm a member, as well as the Ag Committee in the House, we've both passed bills. There's a lot of similarities in the bills, and you've got people that are strong advocates for agriculture. So I think we could come together. Obviously, coming up with a compromise on a food stamp number is tough, but the real issue there is getting reforms so that as we get the economy going, you have fewer people that need food stamps, and that's how you generate significant savings. And I think with a sensible approach like that, we ought to be able to come up with something and get it back to the respective chambers for a final vote.
When you spoke with Eric Cantor, House Republican leader, did you get any indication on why they hadn't appointed conferees yet? Are they waiting for the food stamp legislation to pass? Are there any kind of timeline at all or indication from him on when there would be a conference?
Yeah. First off, he said they wanted to pass a food stamp bill, and that's why that they hadn't named conferees yet. So he made it very clear to me they do want to pass a bill with food stamp reform in it. I pressed him really hard to get that. Actually, I met with him the week before last. I pressed him really hard to get it done that final week. I said, okay, but get it done, and either way, let's get into conference. You can keep working on that. He indicated to me they wanted to pass their food stamp bill first, so then they need to get that done right away in September and get into conference. But either way, we need to go to conference and keep moving this thing forward.
There's, I see Colin Peterson, House Democratic ranking member on the Ag Committee, is raising some concerns that there's a push for more cuts yet in the food stamp bill than has passed. And so he's basically sounding the alarms that whenever they do pass this food stamp bill, there's going to be a push for more cuts. Are you hearing that too?
Yeah. The number they're pushing for, and I talked to Cantor about it, the number they're pushing for right now is a $40 billion reduction. It's a function of several things. One, they want to require that you're working if you're able to, in order to get food stamps, and also then they want to implement drug tests. So they're doing a number of reforms. Now they've got that number to 40. But the reality is this. We're going to have to come up with a compromise number between the House and Senate, and it seems to me the sooner we get to working on that and hammering on some kind of compromise, the better chance we have to get this thing done before September 30.
We've been hearing about a lot of bickering between Republicans in Congress right now. From a conferee standpoint, do you think there's a good sample on the Senate side of who is on that conference to try to get those pieces put together?
Yeah, remember, you know, and ag's always been a little bit different type of issue. It's really historically not been a partisan issue. And so I think you'll see among the conferees a good working relationship, and I think we're going to be able to work and come up with a compromise. The key is whether it's going to be something that can pass both the Senate floor and the House floor. And obviously that's why I'm anxious to get into conference and get something out there and start voting.
Our guest, Senator John Hovind, for a couple more minutes here. Questions or comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. Since we spoke to you last about your work on some amendments on the Keystone XL pipeline, President Obama has given a speech, given an interview, and poo-pooed the amount of jobs in the Keystone XL pipeline, and also threw some smoke back at the Canadians on some environmental issues. What was your reaction to that?
Well, it's pretty ironic, and it's really too bad. You know, he's talking about 2,000 jobs when his own State Department says 42,000 jobs. He's talking about it not helping bring down gas prices or not using the oil in this country when his own Energy Department says we're going to use the oil in this country and it will help reduce gas prices. And then he finishes up by saying, well, to the Canadians, well, you guys ought to implement some more regulations. And, of course, part of the problem with our economy is all the regulations his administration keeps putting out there. So, look, he's wrong on this thing, and that's why I'm going to keep pushing. I've got legislation in to approve it congressionally, and now I've got bipartisan legislation, a joint resolution of Congress to go on the record with Congress saying, Mr. President, this thing's in the national interest. You need to approve it.
Let's go to the phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Dave in Devil's Lake, what's on your mind for Senator John Hovind?
Yeah, I'd like to ask Senator Hovind, you know, Devil Lake flooding up in this area seem to be kind of forgotten farmers and landowners up here in the Devil's Lake Basin. We're doing all kinds of pumping and whatnot to prevent a catastrophic event for, we'll say, Devil's Lake dikes and roads and Valley City and Fargo. But we seem to pump it down just a little bit, and then next year we get another couple feet of water come in, and these farmers up here, they've lost all their land, their livelihood, their homestead, or, you know, homesteads that were probably here 130 years ago. Their income. And farmers always put everything back in their land and machinery. And that kind of our pension, you know, and that's all disappeared.
Dave, thanks for the phone call. Senator, is there a provision in the Farm Bill, or is that something you're going to work on in the conference committee to address some catastrophic issues like that for farmers?
Yeah. You know, I understand exactly what Dave's talking about, and I know it's really frustrating. That's why we've worked hard to build the outlets. We now have outlets on the east side and the west side. I'm hoping that that can bring the lake down and stabilize it to address the situation on a long-term basis. But in the meantime, I've worked through both Ag Appropriations and the Ag Committee to come up with two different things to try to help. One is to provide easements that are not permanent easements, but 10-year easements to help these farmers until that water is not on their land. Because they're still up there with land underwater, in some cases still facing taxes. So these easements on a 10-year basis means that they could still get the land and farm it, but would help them with cover some of the costs. The other thing is the crop insurance prevented plant, why I've worked so hard to get that 1-in-4-year rule so that they are able to farm it, even if they have a year or two where it's inundated. So, you know, these are all things that I think can help. More to do, and we'll have to stay after it with them.
Appreciate the call, Dave. Senator, thanks for the time today and for checking in.
Good to talk to you guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator John Hovind, our guest. When we come back, what's the most important issue facing North Dakotans today? We've got a pretty good laundry list from you. We're going to run through some of those coming up.
I know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why legacy steel buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or whatsonyourmindradio.com. That'll take you to our Facebook and Twitter for your comments as well. Around the region, Bismarck, Mandan, 65 this hour, Williston, 59, we've got 67 in Dickinson, Minot, 62, 66 in Garrison, Devil's Lake, 57, Grand Forks, 60, Jamestown, 64 this hour, Fargo, 63, Billings, Montana, 67, 69 in Miles City, Mobridge, South Dakota, 73, Pierce, 74, and Aberdeen, 72. Lemon, they are at 69 this morning.
I need some heating units. It is August, isn't it? Come on.
No, it's October. You know how every year when you get to that point where usually it's late August, early September, you get a storm system that goes through and you can feel the air change, and it's like, oh, yeah, now we're on the backside. We're going into fall. You get that feeling of the weather. This year it came, I believe it was the 19th, whatever that Friday of Tim McGraw at the North Dakota State Fair was. That's when that system went through, and it's been downhill. We're in the fall now. Temperature-wise, weather-wise, the feel of things is fall. And that was in July. It's not right.
No, especially with those overnight temps. It's one thing to be in the low to mid 70s for highs, but the at nighttime we're talking the 40s. It's you know, it's 40s, kind of a hey
30s.
Here. Yeah. Not fun. Hey, one question we asked last week on the program that we didn't get a chance to share your answers with. Actually, I asked on our Facebook page. You just simply said, what is the most important issue facing you today? And the reason we did this is because, obviously, we're always looking for guidance from our audience on the issues they want us to tackle, the guests they want us to tackle. But we didn't get a chance to run through these, and I thought maybe I'd do it today. By the way, anytime you go to whatsonyourmindradio.com, there's a way to very easily, just right at the top of the page there, contact us and send us your note. You can send us your name, your email, and a comment. So a great way to do it if you don't get a chance to call us on the program and let us know, as well as connect with us on Facebook and Twitter as well. Here's some of the answers that you shared with us. The Keystone Pipeline. I spent a little time talking with Senator Hoeven about that. Illegal liberal gun control. I don't want liberal gun control when we don't need it, says Darren. Jason says immigration, don't want amnesty. Second Amendment, no infringement. And states' rights regarding abortion legislation, energy production, and energy independence. Christy says the roads in western North Dakota. Too many people are getting killed. We need four-lane roads, more four-lane roads, like from Watford to Dickinson. We do have a little bit of news on that front today. And Highway 85 is beginning the work on Highway 85. The widening of another stretch of 85 is beginning. So I know some folks like Christy want that to happen sooner rather than later. Sean says, keep the beltway out of our way. Positioned really well to get back some of our sovereignty from D.C. by leveraging our sound financial status to cut ties with the feds and the requirements that come with our programs. Carol says, property taxes. We own our home outright, but we really don't own it. The county does. The time comes we can't pay our property taxes, the county will foreclose and kick us out. She also says Obamacare in the university system. Vicky says the people going missing and no reports from law enforcement about them. All right. Lisa says why we've accepted Obamacare coverage instead of resisting it like other states. Kathleen says, I don't want guns allowed in our churches. Topic we tackled last week. David says, in answer to Kathleen, do you want to object to firearms and sprinklers in churches too? North Dakota has the same major issue of a treasonous imposter in the White House that hates America.
All right.
And see if there's a mix here. Rick doesn't like the legislature. Says the legislature that keeps kicking, sticking its nose into things that are not its business, NCAA, Supreme Court. Who knows what they'll try to do next? Levi says, Fargo residents make policy for rural North Dakota. That's my biggest concern. It's like the Twin Cities making policy for rural Minnesotans. Not good. Lori says, how Cass County and Southeast Human Services can do whatever they want and don't have anyone to answer to. Mark's regulation. Another Mark says, the federal government. Adam says, the ridiculous amount of money being sent to higher ed. And another property tax vote. So a pretty good mix there of where folks are at there. Conservatives in the Tea Party trying to run our state, says Chris. So jumping around there a little bit, but trying to get you a mix of all the different things that people are feeling are the issue of the day. That helps us, doesn't it, Steve?
Absolutely. It gives us a little bit of fodder. We can follow some of those stories and make sure that they're the topics that are on your mind so we can bring them to you on the radio.
One follow-up from today. We had a call from a listener concerned about a battle over zoning in rural Bismarck-Mandan area. So we're going to invite some folks from each side of that particular debate to join us in the coming week. But any other guests and or topics or issues you want tackled head-on, this is a place to do it. And when we're not on the air, you can always join us on Facebook, on the website, What's On Your Mind Radio.
I made a phone call. I did make a phone call during the break, and it was explained to me that where that area is between Highway 10 and I-94, and that's where the corridor for future industrial zoning would be. So, but we'll dig into that further, James.
Appreciate the tip and the feedback as well. All right, so I guess you got to wait 22 hours for us to tackle those topics again and open up those phone lines. But I don't know about you, Steve. I can hardly wait.
Absolutely. I think I might be road tripping. I might be in the studio with you tomorrow in Fargo.
The Pulse of the Plains, ladies and gentlemen. 800-228-0550. Put it in your speed dial. Steve will chat with you later, huh?
Absolutely. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Back at it, folks, and What's On Your Mind. God bless you. Thanks for listening. We'll see you later.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
With our recent rains, some root rot damage is surfacing in our soybean fields. Symptoms often begin as yellow or unhealthy-looking plants. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field, which often corresponds to low areas where water may have pooled. There are multiple pathogens that cause root rots, and more than one pathogen may be active simultaneously. Although root rots are unmanageable this year, there are management tools available for future growing seasons. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment may be a good investment. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?